So this tax break is very specific. It's for VFX and it's for visual effects, essentially. So the change that's happening is that it's already based around a tax credit that's in place, which is called Section 481. And basically that tax credit already provides up to 32% funding, or sorry, tax break on all projects. So basically what's happening here is that if you spend, say, $1 million on Irish VFX, your tax credit for your entire Irish portion of your project, including film, cast, and crew, jumps from the standard 32% to 40%. So what that would mean essentially is if, say, for example, you had a budget of $10 million, you would get 40% back on the first $10 million you spend in Ireland. But for any Irish spend above that million mark, the rate goes back to 32%. So it's trying to incentivise this idea that Ireland is a premier global hub for high-end post-production as well. And that essentially any productions that would come to the country that we can do end-to-end, if that makes sense. And so I suppose the piece that's really important is that the max on the tax credit is $125 million per project, but there's no limit to the overall number of qualifying projects. And that all sounds very kind of gobbledygook if you're not in it, but essentially what it means is that when somebody comes in here now, they have the opportunity to stay longer and to be able to support for longer, particularly things like, you know, the post-production is something that will give them an additional incentive to stay.
So I'm just thinking back to maybe recent projects that we had. We would have had filming happening, especially up in and around Donegal along the coast there. Typically, would those companies have stayed, shot what they needed to get, and then gone back to, say, in the likes of America or wherever the project originated from then to do all their post back home?
Potentially, yeah. It depends on what the co-production agreements would be in this situation. And Donnery, I'll be brutally honest with you, this is all stuff that I've been learning over the last while in relation to, you know, how projects are put together and the whole co-production agreements and, you know, how international Irish-made films are. You know, you could have three or four countries involved, and depending on what the, you know, each of the tax breaks from each of the countries are will depend on where the activity takes place. And I suppose the VFX piece is the kind of the final piece to a certain extent in terms of the post element, allowing that an awful lot of the films that were made here that would require a high-end capability probably wasn't really available in Ireland until, you know, in the last maybe 10 years. So there's been a huge push on to try and get the whole VFX piece up. We're very lucky in Donegal, and we have a number of people who are already ahead in that they've been training for a number of years. They've been, you know, working on these types of productions. People like Bevan Nocton come to mind, Erigal Studios making the effort to try and get their screens in. You know, and as this production or as this piece kind of starts to roll out, you will see more production companies looking at ways in which they can take advantage of that, there's no doubt. I suppose in the times of Donegal, specifically at the moment, as a region, there is also a piece missing that we're hoping to try and open conversations on over the next while, which would give an additional 8% potentially in the same way that's given for VFX. So that 8% would be given to projects that are made outside of the Dublin metropolitan area that would allow all projects outside of that to also have an incentive similar. And that's something that's trying to be unlocked currently through budgetary processes, etc.
Aideen, in terms of filming in Donegal, what have we coming up for the rest of this year?
So at the moment, we have a production due to start in Ashone, based in Kildare, the production office in Kildare, and they're filming widely across the Ashone Peninsula, and that's called The Unreal. That's a TV drama, children's TV drama, and it's season three of that. So that's brilliant for this place at the moment because it allows lots of local people to get opportunities to work on that production and services and accommodations that will be extended out. So that's starting Monday for 4 weeks. After that, then, we have a number of things that we had lined up. And again, we're waiting just to hear the trucks rolling down the street, if you want, Donnamarie, because until such times as that's happening, we're never sure if it's actually going to get over the line. And I'm just recently returned from the FLA with a huge Donegal contingent, where we've been, you know, presenting the county in a very positive light, showing what we're capable of doing, showing what our energy is, and showing that we have the skills and qualifications and experience, which is really important at this stage, to show that Donegal is capable of delivering at a very high level. And I suppose we consistently keep saying that same thing. We are open for business and we look forward to welcoming people to the county. And I should say that the Donegal Film Office is based on the council, but there is a whole ecosystem of talent around that now in the county, writers, directors, producers, heads of departments and very solid crew on the ground. And that has taken a huge effort by all of the people who work in this industry, which can be very fickle and which requires people to get out of their beds and move to other parts of the country. Increasingly, we're saying, let's, you know, try and pull some of that back from the centre and look at developing good, solid work in the regions with our stories and our, you know, capability. And I suppose that's a continuous agenda that we're pushing.